Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and we're going to have a good time today. But before we do anything else, Brother Ray, where are you? We have some folks here from Brazil, correct? Would you stand, please? Bienvenido. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome, praise God. Thank you. Praise God. And, you know, they're just a little further away from the house than we are. Thank you, Father. Father, we just praise you and thank you today. We worship you. We bless you. The word of the living God is at hand. The kingdom is at hand. And we thank you and praise you this morning for the perfect words at the perfect moment to meet the needs of the people, wherever they are, of course, in this Bible college, but around the world. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And I just want to give the Lord praise and thanksgiving today. We started out in 1967 behind $24,000. And so, you know the story. I called my dad and Eddie Matthews sent a check in, said it was for my ministry. So he literally started this ministry with a check for $375.15. And I thought, well, you know, we'll just get a candy bar and go broke again and see what God has to do. Little did I know that within less than 30 minutes, I would be second in command on the biggest, most powerful airplane I had ever seen in my life. It was a World War II Lockheed medium bomber. Two Pratt & Whitney R2800-7 engines, 1,000 horsepower per engine. And I have you see the picture of it on the screen? You can see the size of it because I'm standing underneath the nose of it. And the bomb bay is the baggage compartment. I mean, less than an hour. And first thing you know, Kenneth E. Hagin came into my life in a glorious life. And so I just want to praise God. We started out there, and now this ministry is on 5 continents. And I can't do anything but just praise God for it this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, more than that. We just praise and worship the living God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now. Say now.
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 Every time you said it, it updated. You can't go back and say that again, even though it was only 15 seconds ago. That's gone. Really, in reality, when did your life begin? When you opened your eyes this morning. Last words and first words. Gloria, good night, my love. I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I love my neighbor as myself. Well, what does that mean? I have compassion for my neighbor as myself. And then I have grounds upon which to receive compassion for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Like Bill Winston says, that doesn't make sense. It makes faith. Right. Last words, first words. I woke up this morning, my eyes opened. I said, praise God, this is my receiving day. This is my receiving day. Lord, I want to praise you. And I woke up very, very early, far more early than I usually do, with some kind of a concern in my spirit. And it's still there. So I began praying about it in the spirit. And there has already been several things that have come up that really need some prayer attention. And when and if the Lord allows me to share that, I will. Okay. There is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, class, here, listen, I wrote this in there. Now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the Spirit, after the flesh, but the Spirit. I wrote out there the Word. The Word. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in the Anointed One and in His anointing Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, mind the things of the Spirit, for to be carnally minded is death, and to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So what do we bring out of that? Praise God. Faith filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. Amen. Well, what is faith? Nobody in the room knows. This is college level stuff. You understand? What is faith? Say it again. The. You're correct. Let's look at it in the Classic Amplified. Could you put that up on the screen, please? Praise God. Now, when is faith?
Now.
Here it is again. Now. Say it again.
Now.
Well, no, now was a while ago. No. No. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for being proof of the things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Whew. Yes, real fact. Well, what about a real fact? I meditate on it. I look at these faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. Hallelujah. Let's turn to the 6th chapter of the book of John. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 6. Are you there? Verse 61. When Jesus knew in himself, is something happening in his knower. Now, my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, said, when you know that you know that you You know that you know. It's in your knower. Your faith is ready to go. Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it. He said unto them, does this offend you? What? And if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth or makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. Listen, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. Whew. He knew from the beginning who should betray him. Knew it all the time. Lived with it. And he was bound by the fact that his Father is love. He treated Judas Iscariot with the same love that he did everyone else, knowing. Oh, class. Not only knowing that, he knew what was about to happen. But I want you to see, my words are spirit, and they are life. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4. This is not anywhere on my notes, but it's in my heart. I've done this, you know, the last several years. Proverbs 4. And verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. Now, in praying, and this started long time before President Trump, long time back, and there is something that I would like to touch on right here, that people sit and gripe at the television, and that doesn't do anybody any one way or the other. Well, I don't like what they're doing. Well, do something about it. How many of you, and a show of hands will be fine, how many of you, your wife was in George Bush's library with his arm around her? Yeah. Now, where did that come from? Well, we were praying over him and for his next term as governor. Everybody knew he's going to be president. And I was there. And he came around. He said, how can I get back into glory's good graces? And, there were some textbooks going into the Texas system that were not good. And Gloria and this other woman, I mean, they wrote letters, and they wrote the paper, they wrote everybody. And he said the books were bad. He said, I banned them from all the Texas schools. That's the point I wanted to make. He said, what can I do to get in her good graces? I said, a personal hip trip through the governor's mansion. Done. Well, that didn't happen because he wasn't governor. He's president of the United States. And I have a picture of my wife in his library with his arm around her. And I am not bragging on me.
Right.
I am bragging on our good God.
Amen.
And a wife that had grit enough to make some noise.
Amen.
She didn't want those books in the Texas system, and they're not in the Texas system. So, and if you didn't vote, just be quiet for another 4 years. You don't have any gripe coming, because that ballot is your seed. And if you pray and you believe in your heart that you are voting for the candidate that God has put on your heart to vote for, done. Even if that person did not win, that's not your affair. But you put your ballot in there, and that is a sacred honor in this nation. That the people, we are the oldest nation on the planet with the same Constitution governing itself. Do you hear me? So it's worth praying over. Praise God. Here it is again. Now, I want you to know in the fourth chapter here, 20th verse, my son, attend to my, what?
Words.
Words are spiritual containers. Isn't that what Jesus said? My words are life. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of the forces of life. Now, health, and the cross-reference says medicine. We're taking our medicine this morning.
Amen.
Praise God. By what? By putting this book first place in your life. This is final authority. This is it. When a lawyer goes into a case, what does he do? He goes and finds precedent for that case. And then the other lawyer's got a job on their hands then, because they're going to have to find some other kind of precedence. Well, this is our law book. And I've said this before, and I don't know why more people haven't figured it out, but the reason God had no grounds, he had absolutely no grounds where Cain was concerned. There was no law against it. And then people come along and say, where did he get his wife? There's only two people mentioned there, and they're both men. The rabbis teach that Abel had sisters. But Brother Copeland, that's incest. No, it isn't when there's only two people on the planet. The only reason that would be that way now is because it is so polluted. But at any rate, the bottom line is this: faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. Now, I want to go over to the book of Matthew. And Matthew 6. Tim, how much time do I have, please? That's good. Matthew chapter 6 and the 34th verse. Well, of course, this is a great sermon, but you need to read the whole thing. But for what we're doing right now, 6:34. Praise God. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. That is not a suggestion. It is a commandment. Take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Judge not that you shall not be judged. For with the judgment you judged, you will be judged. Hallelujah. And it's so easy to slip over into that. And I did it. I slipped over into that. And I called the people that heard and saw me do it and apologized to them. I did this then. And it's not my business. Judge not that you be. Well, if I'd have been them, I wouldn't have done that. The class, just come on. If you'd have been them, that's what you would have done. You just judged them. So, take no thought for tomorrow. Then Romans 8:1, they know. Condemnation, self-condemnation, what does that turn into? A pity party. Oh, self-condemnation. That turns into depression. And here we go. Today, oh, don't tell me this. Today is the result of what I said yesterday. Must be. Say it. Today
is the result
of what I said yesterday.
Yesterday
is dead and gone.
Yesterday is dead and gone.
But what I said isn't.
It's out there.
Like an accidental bullet. Say it.
Like an accidental bullet.
Accidentally kill someone. You wish it hadn't happened, but it has. Said, I wish that hadn't have happened. But it did.
I wish I hadn't said that.
But you did. And words are containers. So what's the next word? 1 John 1. Repent. I had the Lord say to me, Kenneth, when you confessed that sin wasn't when I found out about it. He said, when you confessed it is when you got rid of it. Praise the Lord. Are you doing good? Okay, we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
At KCBC, it's not just about what I learn, but it's about who I'm becoming.
They don't only teach me how to preach, they equip me to lead with confidence and purpose.
They don't just talk about faith. I see them walk it out every day.
This isn't just a school. This is the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts and put them into action. Grow spiritually, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here.
At KCBC, I discovered my identity.
My purpose.
My community.
My confidence.
I discovered my calling.
KCBC is an accredited college. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org. The earth began in darkness with the Holy Spirit moving upon the face of the water until one thing changed. God spoke, and his faith-filled words lit up the universe and formed all of creation. He put that same overcoming, creative power inside of you. Get Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching, Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death, and find out how to use your God-given faith to release light over any darkness you face. Whether you need healing, direction, peace, or finances, learn to access everything God's kingdom offers to be yours here and now. Your very salvation in Christ started by confessing what you believe about Jesus as your Savior. Now all of your life of faith works the same way. No matter what's going on in the world around you, when you get God's Word into your heart, everything changes. Your faith-filled words will dominate sin and death every time. Request your free digital download of Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death by Kenneth Copeland. Develop faith in your inner man, speak God's word, and receive the promises he has for you. Go to kcm.org/tvspecial to download your free audio file today. This offer is good for 60 days.
People will always tell you you can't do it. Do these three things, you'll always be successful. Number one, find out the will of God. Number two, confer no longer with flesh and blood. Number three, get your job done at all costs. Finding out the will of God, that's when you get the vision.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, Keith Butler, and Reba Rambo, April 3rd through the 5th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
I want to thank you, everybody. We're just having a good time here together. Thank you for being with us today. The Word of the Living God. Think about it. The Word of the Living God. Our El Shaddai. Praise God. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.